1, 2, check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Peace in family. It's your brother from another motherland, Mr. Mikhail, the energy, live and direct, on rhythm, in breath, for the one and only spiritual health of Mikhail family. We're about to get it in. You're done, no family. Let me know if I'm coming through live, if you guys can hear me. How am I sounding? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Let me know if the audio is coming through nicely. I'm going to have to double check that. 1, 2. Easy vibration, family. Ndio. Ah, nice. That's cool, man. Big up on yourself right now. Yes, nice thumbs up, family. Big up the family. New season upon us, family. I'm really excited. We're in flow right now. And naturally, what's being called is ease. I'm being called to ease. How about you? The season's changing and we're in the game, family. Naturally, I'm being called to ease. So what that means is, you know, stepping back on some certain activity, you know, and going into reflection mode, going into planning mode. This is going to be intimate time to spend working on yourself and really getting ready for those new lessons to take place, family. We love the summer, family, because it's all about activity. It's all about really getting out there and activating. This season coming up, family, I want for myself, it's about reinstating disciplines. It's about almost debriefing with myself, auditing my life and being like, okay, what have I picked up over the past year that's really worked for me? What do I need to let go? What's no longer serving me? What do I need to add on to get in the rhythm that I want, you know? Because it's not that you're going wrong either. It's that based on where you need to be going, the steps that you need to be taking, you may need to shift a little bit. And sometimes that shift could be look like a pivot. It could look like a 180. You might need to do that depending on your game, family. If I'm into saying I these days. It's about, you know, taking responsibility for your path, you know, and this conversation is a personal one, for us all to reflect on, but it's definitely one coming from my experience. And so take what you want from it. For me, I think it's really important to remember that the game is not linear. The game we're playing here, the spiritual game we're playing, it's not linear. It's not to and fro. It's not like that. It's cyclical. And even when we think cyclical, we think like this. It's not even that kind of cyclical. It's more like a sphere. It's just like, like a ball. You know, the sphere, the image of the sphere that we get when we look at Earth comes from our activity on it. That's what creates the shape. So, yeah, your game might look like a 180. It might look like a 360, you know, full circle. But so it's less about, you know, how it looks, but again, what feels right for the season that you're going into, the season that's being called up and out of you, what feels right for you to be doing right now? Does it feel like you need to be going hard? Does it feel like you need to be stepping back? Does it feel like you need to pause and observe? Does it feel like you need to pivot? Does it feel like you need to double down? Or does it feel like you need... Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I want to emphasize, and this is something that I'm going to be talking about a lot this season. And yeah, like the emphasis on your power to choose. Remember that saying, heaven is my right, heaven is my... Say at home, heaven is my right, heaven is my responsibility, family. You are born here to choose your own path. You are born to choose your own path. That is the privilege of being a child of the Most High. The privilege of being, the right of being a child of the Most High is you are given the power to choose. You can wake up and go to work today. You can stay in your house. You can go and play football and you can go study Mandarin. Do you get it? Those are not God's choices. God's choice was your life. That's it. Everything else is your choice. Does that make sense? God's choice was your life. Life. And that which you live out now as a representation of the Most High Creator is all within your hands. You've been given the tools. You've been given everything you need. So this season of shift, you know, again, if it aligns for you, you know, this is what I'm doing. But it's really important for us to understand our own personal rhythm and be dedicated to what that rhythm is calling. For me, it's about doubling down on the disciplines. It's about, okay, you know, jumping out of the pleasure state and thinking about what needs to be instated from a discipline point of view. Education, training. It's one thing I've been thinking about a lot. You know, constant education, constant training. Not school, but what am I educating myself on? What am I studying in regards to my highest intentions? What training am I doing for myself and with others in regards to my highest intentions? What is that? And then how am I investing in my game? This is something I want you to think about. Everyone has been given a game. Yes? Your game is your journey to harmony. Right? We've all been called here to harmonize with the Spirit, to harmonize with Ma'at, as we call it, or create Ma'at and become Ma'at. But our journey, based on the circumstances surrounding our life, the karma we have, the character we are, our position in life and society, our age, our wisdom, all of that, our journey to Ma'at, our journey to harmony is going to be different. So this is the game we've all been given to play. My journey doesn't look like yours. And so when I say understanding the game you're playing for yourself, which is understanding what you need right now, what is arousing you right now, what's exciting you right now, and how are you using those things that are exciting you to go towards your highest intentions for self, which is what you are designing yourself to become, you see? And then, so that's your game. And then how are you investing in that game in terms of getting educated, getting trained in that area, you see? This is the life, man. This is the life, you know, so we can continue to have pleasure and peace in the game. So this season, I'm going to be talking a lot about Heru. This guy here. Where is he? This season, I'm going to be talking a lot about Heru. Heru. The hero. Yeah? I'll read the affirmation. I'll read Heru to you guys. Yeah? Heru deals with your willpower. Heru says, you have the power, but not the right to ignore the law of peace. Choose to follow the law of peace with the love and joy that grows out of your understanding, and the wisdom and power of God will flow through your being. Oof. You see, you have the power, but not the right. The power. So this is really about our choices in life. I have the freedom. This is an affirmation for today. I am willing. I have the freedom and power to choose any reality I desire. One more time. I have the freedom and the power to choose any reality I desire. I am willing. That is Heru. One more time. I have the freedom and power to choose any reality I desire. One more time, family, because this is very, very powerful. Right? I am willing. I have the freedom and the power to choose any reality I desire. This isn't just an affirmation, family. This is a law. This is a spiritual law that whether you choose to acknowledge it or not, whether we believe it or not, that's actually your choice. The law itself is saying you have the choice. You have the choice to believe the truth or not. But the truth is the truth. In the same way, I don't have to believe in the law of gravity. The law of gravity will prove itself to be true. Yes? And so in the same way, this is a spiritual law that represents you. I have the freedom and power to choose any reality I desire. That is Heru, 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 Heru. Now, if I was to explain Heru a bit more, Heru is where the word hero comes from. So every story that you see on Disney, every story, every Hollywood story deals with the hero's journey. And essentially, it's an archetype that all of us can relate to because all of us are dealing with our own personal Heru. Our own personal, what does it say up there, family? Will. Yeah? Our own personal Heru. AKA our own personal will, right? So all of us will have to deal with our own will, which is called the Heru's journey or the hero's journey. What are you willing into existence? Because you have the power to choose any reality you want. So what are you willing into your life? What are you willing into your reality? What are you willing into the world through your energetic program, your energetic service or your love service, family? Heru deals with the hero's journey. Each and every single one of us are on our hero's journey or Heru's journey to see what we are able to produce with the life we have been gifted with. We've all been blessed with a life. And with that life comes two things. Yes? Our spiritual gifts and our spiritual challenges. It comes as a package. With every gift comes a challenge to help you refine, expand, and use that gift. Yes, it's like if you get blessed with a sword, a special sword, right? And it's beautiful. It's got all kind of textures. It's got brass handle and silver shaft. And, you know, it's engraved with ancient, you know, Semitic language. You know what I'm saying? You can have that sword or you can put it on a mantelpiece, right? And that's one way of seeing and having the sword, knowing its potential. This sword can chop a tree with one swipe, one swoop. This sword is known to take down any army. This sword can channel the gods of the heavens. And the might of Thor will be bestowed upon any person worthy enough to yield its power. You get what I'm saying? Well, you got it on a flipping mantelpiece in your house in Streatham. On wood, you know what I'm saying? You look at it every morning, you're like, you know what I'm saying? This is like our gifts. You can have the gift, but are you doing anything with it? You can have the lamp, but are you rubbing it? Are you using the genie within the lamp, or is it just there? And this is the point. Each and every single one of us have been given a gift, right? Which is there to refine our will, our personal will. And the challenges that come with that gift is there to grow our will so that we can become the divine expressions on earth. That's what leads and guides us to ultimate happiness. Yes, where our life is an expression of the spiritual gifts we've been given. We are using our will to show up for the spiritual challenges that come with the gift. And by doing that exercise of pumping the will, so to speak, we remain upright. We remain in our highest state of consciousness and experience. Again, I have the freedom and power to choose any reality I desire. I am willing. Say it, family. I have the freedom and power to choose any reality I desire. You can write that down, family. We've just pinned it there in the comments for everyone watching live. I have the freedom and the power to choose any reality I desire. That is the sixth law, the sixth game of the spirit, family. I want to remind you, you are here to play your game. You are here, you're in a game, okay? You're in a game, and today, the now is always showing you what your game is all about, what the game requires of you, and what you have been able to achieve thus far, family. Don't be disheartened by whatever journey you're on. Don't be disheartened by what you see others do. We are not in the same game. We are merely comrades, players, fellow players. But everyone is playing their own game, right? As part of the big console known as Ma'at. We are here to create Ma'at. And how we play and create that, that's up to us. So family, again, I have the freedom and the power to choose any reality I desire. That's powerful. That's powerful, family. And we're going to be going in this month as my birthday month, family. My birthday month. We've got so much happening. Mainly, Cheza Rojo at the end of the month, family. I want to see all you guys there. We've got Cheza Rojo happening at the end of the month. It's going to be a big Amapiano meditation. We're going to be out there at Brixton Street Gym, the home. For those of you who went there last time, the experience was wild. Some of the pictures from the event are crazy and beautiful, family. Yes, we're going to be around the fire. Meet us around the fire, family, in your nature. We're going to be out there barefoot, sweating, under the moon, under the stars, in the heart of London, opening up the portal of Africa. It's going to be an Amapiano meditation. We're going to get it in and we're going to let it all go, family. This is going to be beautiful. Grab your tickets right now, family. If you're in Warojo Club, you know there's a discount ticket up already. And so, yeah, I think there's a few more of those discounted tickets left. Special discount for the Warojo Club if you're on Telegram. But grab them tickets, family, because it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful experience. Put some flames if you're in the game right now, family. If you're with me right now, put some flames if you're in the game. I went to Amapiano Fest on Saturday, just gone. Me and my wife pulled up there. It was incredible. It was beautiful. I literally felt like I was in Africa. I've been to a lot of festivals in Africa. I performed at a few festivals in Africa, and that felt like I was in the motherland. We was in the woods, somewhere in England. You know, you just drive. We was out there, it was so beautiful. So gorgeous, family. Let me see if I can find, you might not even be able to hear no audio. But I need to find some videos for you guys or something, man, because it was just really beautiful, man. And again, it reminded me what we're able to create when we come together. It's not where you are, family. It's really about who you are, you know? It's really about who you are. A picture of the moon. Look at that moon in the background. Oh, love. This is epic. Yeah, family, that was mad. That was large. That was large. That was large. That was large. Yeah, so, put a thumbs up if you can hear me, family. But yeah, we out there. Hold on. Get my days mad. This Sunday is Afro Piano Fest, family. I'm going to be performing at Afro Piano Fest this Sunday, family. So if you haven't got your tickets for that and you want to get down there, click the link in my bio. There's some tickets there available as well for Afro Piano Fest this Sunday. It's going to be in Potter's Bar. They got a field out there. And we're going in. Some Afrobeat artists, and I'm a piano artist, going to be performing down there. And it's going to be very, very live. Very, very live and kicking, family. So tap in with that. But yeah, Cheza Roja at the end of the month. Because we're going crazy with it. Cheza Roja at the end of the month. It's going to be my birthday special. So if you ain't pulled up before, now might be the time to pull up. Because you know what happens when we get in the game. It ain't nothing but a meditation. You get what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but a meditation. You get what I'm saying? So, family, I want to know how you lot are feeling. It's 10:45. Who cares? Send me your questions, family. Let's do question time. I want to know what's on your heart right now. What's on your heart? What would you like me to touch base with? I told you it's September. It's time to get your discipline in order, family. We got 6 months to the natural new year. I want us to win. I want you to win. I want to win, and I want you to win big. Let's get our disciplines together. Let's show up. Let's be accountable to each other, family. And let's get in a deep meditation of what it is we are becoming. Yeah? So let's go, family. Let's put in that work. Don't play around, family. This is your time. This is your time. This is your time. I won't say it again. I will say it again. This is your time. Let's go, family. You done know what time it is. You done know, family. Let's get some questions going in. I want to hear from you guys right now. Talk to me, family. Talk to me. I want to know what's on your heart, family. What do you want me to touch on? I'm here for you right now, family. Let's get in that conversation right now together. Yeah? Easy. You done know. All right, then. Hey! Excuse me. It's going to be an Ama Piano meditation, family, on September 30th. We're going in. If you thought the last one was mad, it's about to get epic. You don't know. It's question time, family. I want to get some questions with you. Today, we've been talking about the law of Eru. I am willing. I have the freedom and the power to choose any reality I want. You done know. Any reality I want, I can choose, family. You done know. Yeah. All right, my people. Yes, family. Why? Yeah. Oh, good questions now. We got questions going in. All right, family. We got some questions going on. Please put some more questions in the question box. Please confirm if you can hear me. If you can hear me, put a one in the comments. I want to make sure we're nice. We're nice. We're nice. We're good? Number one, easy. All right then, let's talk with Walks with Angels. Yes. Yes, we have the choice. But how do we go about creating it? This is amazing. So, let's go. Yes, we have the choice, the freedom to choose. That's Heru. The freedom to choose is represented by Heru. How do we go about creating it? I love this question because it's really attached to one of the most important features that I feel like needs to get spoken about when it comes to Heru. So, Heru carries two of your most important faculties when it comes to creating your reality. When it comes to creating your own reality and choosing the reality for you, Heru carries two of your most powerful programming features. Before I say what they are, for those of you who have studied or are studying, what are they? Tell me. Heru carries two of our most powerful programming features. What are they? Have them in my hand. What two games rely on Heru, the will? Which two games rely on Heru, the will? Can anyone give me an answer if you've been studying? I'll wait a few seconds. All right, cool. So the two games that are carried by Heru is, hold on, what's this one? Oops. Is that? I don't know. Heteru, yes. And someone said, who's this one? Sebek, exactly. So, our will is carried by I'm sorry. The will carries our imagination and carries our affirmation. So, sister's asking, yes, we have the choice and the power to choose. How do we go about creating it? How you create it is these two faculties here. Your imagination and your affirmation. Yes? So, first of all, Heru is number 6. Right behind it is number 7. Your imagination. Your will stands for something. Right? And you may not even know. But it's important to use your imagination to program what you are willing into existence. So, for example, you're too old to play football. You're too old to play football. I'll give you a real another one. After you're retired from basketball, you have no career in the NBA. You got to go and do something else. Ice Cube sat there and said, imagine those guys who retire from the NBA, and they, when they retire, they're like still in their 30s, late 30s, 40s, right? You're still very fit. Ice Cube said, what if I create a league for people who've just left the NBA? Imagination. The league itself is like, hold on, you've got this many years to be in your prime. Once you're out of your prime, we're getting ready for the next cohort of people. Ice Cube sits there and is like, well, we all still play basketball. Your jump shot is still your jump shot. You can still dunk and we still enjoy the game every weekend. Why don't I create a league for the people out of the league? And it's called the Big Three. Go look it up. He started that. Imagination. Why not? If you didn't, for example, if he didn't imagine it, then, and also define it, which is the next one, affirm. The affirmation is, he's defined a reality for the people who are outside of the league. It's called Big Three. And now it's called Big Three. You now have somewhere to go and play. Before Big Three, there was nothing defined for those players outside of the league to go and do. So he had to imagine it and affirm it. And keep showing up and expanding on his imagination and his affirmation. By defining it, he had to create a website, a logo. He had to create the rules of the game, you know, because it's not necessarily this exactly the same as NBA. He had to go do the paperwork. He had to create a structure, create the institution for it, go and hire the buildings. This is all the process of definition. Definition allows you to touch something. Definition allows you to carve out something that wasn't there before. So whereas now he's using courts and stadiums for games that are not the NBA. You see? And now, I just read recently, he's getting people who are in the NBA to come and play. You know, he's just started people who haven't even left the NBA. So the point I'm trying to make is, and you could do this with everything. Before something exists, it has to be imagined first. And once it's imagined, you now have to define it. And then create programs where you're constantly imagining and defining. Your entire life has to be revolved around the imagination. So let's say, for example, yeah, you're not Ice Cube. You work somewhere. You got a 9-to-5. But you dream of becoming a great writer or a filmmaker, but you haven't got a camera, you haven't got no writing ability, you don't have no crew, but you work, let's say you work in a hotel, right? You wake up, you go to work at your 9 to 5, and your 9 to 5 becomes the foundation for what you are trying to create. Why are you there? Maybe you're there to save money to buy your camera, save money to get some education, save money to train, so that in the evenings or the weekends, you're filming, you're learning your craft. Again, your imagination and your definition, you are defining. Every day you use these faculties. Every day you wake up, you imagine your life. Why did you go to bed early on Sunday? Why did you reject your friend's offer to go out on Sunday night? Because your imagination and your definition of reality said that you go work tomorrow morning. Do you get it? Why do you need to wake up at 7? Because how you've defined reality says that I make money by waking up at 7 and leaving my house wearing this tie and this badge. Does that make sense? So you're constantly using these faculties, and now you're using your will to give life to these faculties. So you wake up, you go to your job, and your will is choosing what these are going to represent. That's why when you read these laws, they say exactly the same thing, and they're all dependent on one thing. Let me break it down. Let's start with Heteru. It says, it's not what you imagine, it is who is imagining. Are you a human or a divine being? Let's read Sebek. It's not what you think or what you affirm, it's who is thinking and who is affirming. Are you a human or a divine being? Well, why is it asking us if we're a human or a divine being? Why is that relevant to what we're able to imagine and what we're able to define in our reality? It's because, I hope you're following me. It's because if you can see this diagram here, Heru, I'm going to print this diagram so it'll be bigger. This Heru sits right at the center here. Yeah? And your imagination is here. And your definition of life, affirmation, is here. They rely on your will to decide what they experience as their reality. So if your will is directing it up, or your will is directing it down, it will affirm what they're able to experience. Being a human or a divine being depends on where this will is focused. It being at the center means it has the ability to go directly to the highest order, which is oneness, which is where you're able to manifest all things, which is where the Bible talks about seeking the kingdom of heaven. This is what it means, right? Or being a human means relying only on the lower faculties. This is where your humanness is in terms of what you experience as a human. They call it Geb. This is your name, Mikkel. So these, your imagination, Heteru, and your affirmation or your definition, Sebek, is asking, who are you? It's not what you imagine. It's not what you affirm. It's who is imagining. Are you a human or a divine being? Which one? That's going to let us know what we're able to do in this position. Put a flame if you're in the game. If I'm making sense. Listen, in fact, if I'm not making sense, how about that? If I don't make sense right now, I need you to tell me. Because we're going to break this down even more. And my mission is to make sense. I just launched my community interest company on Saturday for young adults with learning disabilities based on a vision I had Wow, I didn't even realize what I was doing. Amen. More power to you, Ashe. So, family, bam, we're talking about Heru. One more time, what is the affirmation of Heru? I have the freedom and power to choose any reality I want. And that reality is programmed via your imagination and your definition. How are you defining yourself? How do you imagine your world? And then how are you programming yourself based on that? Because also, you know what? We say vision board all the time. We say affirmations all the time. We say like, yeah, use your vision board. Say your affirmations in the morning. But let me be real. Let me turn off the music. That vision board is not going to work for you. Those affirmations you're reading are not going to actually work. Because it's like you're canceling it out. As soon as you say your affirmation, right? Whatever it is. As soon as you look on your vision board and you got your nice car, your nice house, your business, your family life, your farm, you got all of those things. But as soon as you stop looking at it, you go your actual physical program, which is where all your energy is. Look, your vision board currently and your affirmation currently is just mental. And not even mental in a way that's like trauma inducing in the positive sense. It's mental, but it's like very, very flimsy. There's no energy to support what you're looking at. There is no energy to support. Where's your emotional vibration in what you're affirming? When people meet you, right? And when they see you, and when they watch you work, right, your affirmation and your vision should be plain as day. You shouldn't even have to show nobody. When you leave your house, when you get on the phone, your Instagram feed, your YouTube suggestions, they should all be programming you towards your whatever you're affirming and whatever you're visioning. Your daily work, the environment you put yourself in, should reflect what's on your vision board. The people you're talking to, when people are messaging you in the morning, I know when I turn my phone off flight mode in the morning, all I hear is ring, ding, 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 ding. My phone turns into a gun because of all the messages that's coming through and notifications. 90% of those messages, in fact, 100% of them should reflect what's on your vision board. Even the problems, your problems should reflect what's on your vision board. Like letters from HMRC about your business. You owe us this. You owe us that. Even your ticket. You get a ticket in the post from a car. You was driving on a weekend somewhere. Where you got that ticket should represent what's on your vision board. Oh, I got the ticket because I was driving to this place so I can check out this new... I was at a conference. Oh, I got a ticket when I was at this conference. You get it? So the energy was like, where'd you get that ticket? Oh, I was checking some gyal. I was checking a sneaky link and I got a ticket. And that is sad. You know what I'm saying? That's sad. That's not affirming what you want. Or maybe it is. Who knows? Again, you have the power, one more time, and freedom to choose any reality you desire. But what's on your vision board, even the negative stuff should be a reflection of your vision. Someone should be like, no, we don't want, like for me, you know, I'm headlining festivals. Like, no, Mikhail, we don't want you to headline our festival. No, Mikhail, we don't want you on Colors. No. You know what I'm saying? Even your nose should reflect what's on the vision board. All of it. It should be an energy. An energy. It's like negative and positive. And you're like, and I'm still going. Positive, negative, no, yes, no, yes. Who's texting you? Hey, come and see me. Who the fuck? Who is that? Who is that? Who is telling you to come and see them? Who wants your time? Who's trying to get your time? And what do they want? What do they think?
Have you ever been in a position where you're just offended by what people think you're on? There was a point in my life where a couple of people would message me and I'm looking at what they message me to do and I'm like, is that what you think I am? You think I'm available for this nonsense? And I was offended at myself because I'm like, this person is excited about asking you this question. That means you're not programming your reality properly, Mikhail, because they think that's what you're on. So I had to go back to my drawing board and be like, anyone who decides to come up on my phone better come correct. I'm airing your life or just deleting you. Do you get what I'm saying? And then I'm thinking, then I'm going back to my drawing board like, how, why? What am I putting out there that makes this person think I got time for that shit? You get it? So when we talk about freedom to choose, family, like life, you're at the control pad of your life. And the buttons you're pushing is the energy you give every day. What are you showing up for? How are you talking to your family? What are you reading? What are you digesting? What are you binging on? What's got you up late at night? What's got you up late at night? It's not what you do, it's why you're doing it. You get what I'm saying? What's got you up late at night? What's got you going to bed at 2 and waking up at 6? Do you get what I'm saying? You know, what's got you fasting this month? What's got you leaving your house? Do you get what I'm saying? Who's texting you? Who's messaging you? What are they talking about? Take responsibility again because of your freedom to choose. I don't know. We call that back in the day, we call that loose balling. And to this day, I'm trying to remember. Anyway, loose balling. Loose balling. That's what we used to call it. Loose balling. I ain't got time for no loose ballers. Don't. I'm not about it. Don't lose. I'm not on this loose balling thing. That's what we used to call it. No loose balling. Everyone who messages you, and it's not their fault, it's your fault. Anyone who messages you on nonsense, it's your fault. They believe you're about their nonsense. Because you ain't programmed your reality properly. This is how I talk to myself. So by all means, feel free to reject everything I'm saying. I'm telling you how I deal with myself and my reality. Because again, I understand we're here to program our reality. We're here to program our life. We're here to get from life what we want, because that's why we exist. We're here to enjoy life. It can't be enjoyable if everyone and everything you're not even attracting naturally. Just walk down the street, you know, for those of you who are on it, you know what I'm saying, like you walk down the street and someone's like, hey, I want to do da 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 rah rah rah, and you're like, rah, I was just thinking about that this morning. I was just thinking about that this morning. Oh, I've been looking for a new place. Oh, I've been looking for somewhere to practice yoga. Oh my God. I was just saying to my friend, I want to learn Swahili. You get what I'm saying? When shit like that happens, you should be excited. It means you're doing something. The cosmos is responding to you correctly. Your energy is correct. Again, what you experience as an algorithm on technology is only a reflection of how metaphysics works. You see how the algorithm just reads your behavior using cookies and then just sends you shit? That's how the universe works. It's exactly how it works. Whatever you're meditating on in your mind, you're just a vessel for the universal intelligence that's out there. You get what I'm saying? So this meditation, affirm, I am heaven, I am rich, I am wealthy, I am, and get more specific than that. Because the more specific you get, it's like, get specific, man. If you're rich, you're rich. How rich are you? How rich are you? How rich are you? You know what I'm saying? How rich are you? You know what I'm saying? I am wealthy. What does that mean? What does that mean? I'm able to get anything I need as I need it, with immediate effect. What does that mean to you? Don't just say I'm wealthy. What does that mean as an emotional experience? Being a wealthy person, what does that mean? To me, it's stepping out my house and there is no need that's not met immediately. As it's needed, it goes, need. Need. Desire. And I have to touch my pocket. I have to swipe a card. I can. It's an option. It's like, it's not limited to. That's what I see as wealthy. You get what I'm saying? You see? So it's about defining it for yourself. What's rich to you? 150,000 a year? 50,000? 5 grand a month? 3 grand a month? Know what it is. Know what it is. Because by knowing what it is, it also means that you now begin to relate with what you need to do, your responsibility in creating the room for that. You get what I'm saying? If being rich means earning 150,000 a year, then you got to understand now, well, how was that monthly? Do you get what I'm saying? Are we earning 12 grand a month? Well, what am I doing if I'm working at JD Sports? That's not going to happen. It might happen selling trainers, but it won't happen at JD Sports. It might happen becoming an influencer with trainers. Like, it can happen in so many different things. But if you don't know, oh, I'm rich. Okay, that's your affirmation. What would, by doing what? What do? Do you get it? Do you understand? So we need these emotional connections. These emotional ties that ties us back to the immediate program. Remember, if we're willing something into existence, aka choosing the reality we want, we now have to create a program using our imagination and our definition, right? A daily program that allows the will to call anything it desires through these faculties. Do you get it? If I'm chatting shit to you, just say, shit. Just put a shit emoji if you don't know what I'm saying. Shit. You get what I'm saying? If you shit, Mikhail, shit. That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? But if you understand what I'm saying, put a flame if you're in the game. You get what I'm saying? The will. You're willing something into existence. I am choosing this reality. I am choosing to become the number one artist on the planet Earth. You get it? I'm choosing this reality. All right, then. If you're choosing that reality because you have the freedom to choose, then what is the program? Then what is the program? 111, I see you. What's the program? How are you visualizing that? What is the behavior? What does that look like? All right, then. What is that? How are you defining that daily? What is your program? Don't just say it. Sit there, put on the TV. Did you get it? Does that make sense, family? Because heaven is your right. Heaven is your responsibility, you know? So this is what we're saying, family. All right, that's beautiful. I'm loving the vibrations. Let's get some music going right now. Family, we got Cesar Rojo coming up at the end of the mizumph, family. End of the month. We got Cesar Rojo happening. It's going to be my birthday. I'm a Libra. I'm a bra with the Lee. You get it? I'm Ma'at by definition. That's my sign. It's a Libra. That's what we're going into. 27th of September is my actual birthday. But 30th, we're going to be in the game for the Amapiano meditation. For those of you that came to the last one, you know it's on and popping. Go and grab your tickets, family. Go and grab your tickets. There's a discount available. If you're in Warojo Club, you already know it's there for you to see and get. You get what I'm saying? And yeah, let's get in, family. I want to celebrate my people. I want to get around the fire. And you know how we do. Feel me, family? I said, love the way you want, move the way you want, break the chains that hold you, take your heels and run, shake what mama gave you, paint till you have fun, make the world your canvas, ayy. All right. Family, I want to big you lot up. This is the season. We're in September. We're in September, family. This is the season to get our program on, family. I don't know about you, it's 6 months till the natural new year, 6 months till March, family. This more than ever. You see, when it gets to a certain time of year, we're just playing. And so this time of year, September, it's really about getting into the rhythm, understanding the game we're playing, right? Getting our rhythm locked and loaded, and get and just meditating on that, refining that. So by the sixth month, we're on autopilot. We're lost in our game, and then we get to, through the season of March and spring, we get to experience. You get what I'm saying? So join me, family. Join me. As we double down on our highest intentions, we get our program, our love service. You feel me? All right, family. Thank you for joining me today. I think that's all the questions. I didn't see any others. Oh. We got a question. Let me do this one and then we go, because we're running out of time. Running out of time and battery. Okay. Let's do this. All right, cool. Is it fair to say there can be more than one program in the game called life? What do you mean, fair? Of course. What do you mean? Of course. It's billions of programs. That's the fun part. That's why life is life. Because at any moment, whew, everything can shift. Do you get what I'm saying? Anything can go. Whew, whew. One program. In fact, there better be one program. More than one program, sorry. Yeah. Of course. Of course. All right, then. that's cool, of course. Is it fair to say? Yeah. It's supposed to be. That's what makes life fun, family. We're not all here to be the same, you know? We're not here to be the same. We're already the same in our essence. We're actually here to have peace and pleasure through conflict. I like green. I don't like green. I like red. Well, I don't like red. I like purple. I don't like purple. I like pink. Well, I don't like Africa. I like Iceland. Well, I don't like Iceland. I like Greenland. You get it?